Right now, it's our pleasure to say hello to a man for whom radio is a passion, Chris Wells. Hello there.
Good morning, Larry.
It's nice to hear your voice. And you get a special star this morning because I understand you're without power. And you've been that way for some time in your neck of the woods. Where do you live?
I live down in Peters Township.
Yeah, my understanding is the South Hills and further south were especially hit hard by the storm yesterday. When did the lights go out?
Oh, about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the storm came through, and it really nailed our neighborhood. And I had a hard time getting to my house. Three roads I tried were blocked with trees.
Oh.
And, yeah, hit down power lines, and some big lines were down, too, I believe.
Did you have much warning that that was coming, or was it really out of the blue?
Well, I was at work, and we could see on the computer that the storm was coming. So now with the advent of the internet and all, yeah, I had some warning.
Okay, well, that's good, because I know a lot of people weren't expecting much in terms of heavy weather yesterday, especially after the storms in February. We kind of figured, oh, it's over, and we had some summer-like days a few weeks ago. Well, the show goes on, and I'm glad we could reach you through a portable phone today. The Tri-State Antique Radio Festival is taking place tomorrow in Monaca at the Center Stage Banquet Hall, and it starts tomorrow morning around 8:30. And it's a flea market, it's an auction, and it's just a chance to really see some super memorabilia from radio's earlier days. And it's just a great event. Tell me a little bit about your passion for antique radios. When did that start?
Oh, wow. As a kid, I grew up in Mount Lebanon, and we walked to school in Mount Lebanon. And I had trash day. I'd pick up those old radios that other people were discarding, and I'd take them home and tinker with them. So way back from what I can remember.
Were these tube-type radios?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But I actually brought with me today a little time machine of my own, and that's my childhood transistor radio.
Uh-huh.
And that's something I used to sit in under the covers at night when I was supposed to be asleep. And DX for what station I could find. And when I pick this thing up, I tell you, it takes me back. It takes me back to when I was 11 or so.
Yeah, even the way they smell, the way they feel, it's really cool. And you know, it's interesting. The iPod today is about the same size and form factor of those radios. And I never really thought of it until now, but, you know, earbuds are the exciting thing, and back then, the little earphone clipped on your ear and stuck, you know, right onto the side. In fact, you know, earbuds would probably be useful if they were that way, so they wouldn't stick right in your ear.
So, you know, will people be collecting iPods and MP3s and showing them off to their kids when they're older?
I suspect not. Maybe. But I kind of suspect not, because radio somehow, just like LPs instead of CDs, took on a life of their own patina and character. And tomorrow you'll be able to see such character in the radios as well. A lot of characters that collect these things. What's tomorrow going to be like for the uninitiated?
Well, there's definitely some hardcore collectors that'll be at this event. And then there are those who have collected them and restored them. And that's a passion to people in this hobby, to bring them back alive and offer them for sale. And so, hey, maybe you can come to the Tri-State Radio Fest and find that childhood memory of yours, that radio that you used to play with when you were a kid.
And they are there. I mean, not just the radios. And even if you don't, if you're not in the market for buying something or picking up tips on how to fix something, it's like going to a museum. You know, you go there and you just see these wonderful radios, cathedral sets and interesting tabletop sets that just really bring back memories. There's so much character to these radios. What's one of the most interesting radios you've seen that you like to look at?
Well, I really like the old ones, the ones that go back to the beginning. And tomorrow we're going to have on display a very early Westinghouse radio. It's a military radio, and it goes back before broadcasting. It's a 1918 radio, and it's very similar to a SR-70 if you're into this hobby. It's a rare item, but it's a different number. I think it's an SR-1012 in any event. 1918 is before broadcasting, before KDKA started commercial broadcasting, which would have been about 1920. And so that's something that visitors can see themselves. We'll have that there, and I'll bring some other early Westinghouse radios for on display. So we do have displays as well, besides the flea market and the auction.
And this comes from a time, and it is amazing how business models can stay standard. Westinghouse, I think, got into the radio manufacturing business because it was into the transmitter manufacturing business, right? And also was creating content or radio programming through stations it owned. So sets had to be created for the masses, right?
And, yeah.
And just like we have apps all of a sudden being made for devices. And I don't mean to keep drawing these comparisons, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I think radio is still very relevant and was always very much on a cutting edge back in the day, as well as it continues to be with some of the things it can do that no other medium can. Well, it starts at 8:30 tomorrow, Center Stage Banquet Hall in Monaca, which is in a nice plaza. It's easy to park. You can go to pittantiqueradios.org. For additional information. Anything else you want to mention, Chris?
It's right next to the Holiday Inn Express and the Comfort Suite Inn near the Beaver Valley Mall. So if you see get to the Beaver Valley Mall, exit 39 off of I-376, Route 18, and just follow the signs. We'll have some white placards with a silhouette of a cathedral radio leading the way. And if you can see the Holiday Inn Express, we're right next door.
Terrific. It's a great event. Thank you for joining us under these conditions where you don't have power with you. I'm sure you've got a lot of batteries in the house, however. And hopefully power will be restored soon. And good luck tomorrow. I hope it works out well.
Thanks, Larry.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.